new year. And in my world, that just means happy Monday. I'm super excited to be back with you. I am pumped up because I've been kind of here and there with being able to record my podcast, and I'm feeling super inspired right now to record for you guys and just tell you what's on my heart and what I'm thinking about and life lessons that I learn and I grow. And I just want to talk about it today. So today is going to be what I have learned to impress the pants off of anybody in any subject doing anything. And I want to talk about that because I think everyone is in a struggle to make more money. So, you know, impressing your boss would be a good thing, or getting an advantage in college, impressing your professors, or impressing your parents on the type of partner that you choose to have in your life, or impressing yourself with how great of decisions that you're able to make. I have a system for this and I want to give it to you. And if you think it's not important, I want you to think about how many times people have doubted your direction or doubted your commitment or always thought that you weren't the follow through person, and how much that has affected you and how you can switch that around. So I'm going to show you that technique right now. All right, let's talk about it. So here's the tea. I have found this to be a pattern in my life. And again, man, I have made so many mistakes. So please understand that I'm not saying this is how it has to be done forever and ever, amen. I'm just saying I've done some things right in my life that have kind of made up for all of the things that I didn't get right. So I want to tell you those right things. So if it kind of looks like, everybody says, oh, you're so lucky, or, you just always, stuff like this just always happens for you that just works out so great. I've learned what those things are and why people think I'm very lucky or fortunate, and why I'm able to, this sounds like I'm bragging. God, I hate that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I walk into a room, people are like, wow, that's pretty impressive. I've learned exactly what that thing is. And so I want to teach you what that is, because I don't think that I'm special or that I'm more qualified than you to walk into a room and really make an amazing impression, or, make people believe more in me or believe in my follow through. And I don't think I have that capability more than you do. I just think that maybe you didn't know about this system, and this is maybe just how I'm hardwired as a person. You know, some people are naturally just really clean and meticulous and organized, and some people are just living in a shitstorm and have to learn it, okay? So Shakespeare says, some were born great, some achieve greatness, and neither way is better than the other. So please don't let my system make you feel inferior, like you should have known this the whole time, because that's malarkey. All right, here we go. The system that I'm hardwired for is preparing for situations that no one else prepares for. I'm going to tell you, for example, when I was a child, I was terrified to start school and I drove my parents nuts, and they tell this story all the time. I would cry and cry and cry, and they're like, are you so excited? You get to start school next year. And I started screaming, crying, and just so upset. And they were like, why are you so upset? And I'm like, I don't even know how to read. And they were like, well, you go to school to learn how to read. And I was like, I'm going to get made fun of. Everybody else is going to know how to read except for me, because school is about books and learning, and I don't even know how to do that. So at 3 years old, that was my big gripe for two years. Finally, at 3 years old, my parents purchased Hooked on Phonics books. And they were like, we'll give you these, but there's not a teacher that has time. Like, we don't have time to teach you these things. So if somehow you can work your way through these children's books, then maybe you can get some information. But this is kind of like school, and you can pretend that you're playing school and see what you learn. So basically, I taught myself how to read with the help of my parents. And on the first day of class, the teacher asked me to read Charlotte's Web to the kindergarten class, which I guess was some big deal and really impressive. And they built out a separate curriculum for me because I was two grades ahead based on the work that I had done before I got to school. And so my whole life, teachers have given me a lot of respect. Because in preparation for a class, if I know that I'm going to take a history class or a calculus class or a computer programming class, I dive into everything that I think I should know, just because I don't like the feeling of not knowing anything. Why not prepare for that? Because the anxiety and the panic and all of that not fun stuff, I try to avoid that. And that's the system that I found for me to really avoid that. And man, it has really worked out. And I'm now old enough to be able to kind of look back and be like, oh, well, that was really smart. Like, I've made some really dumbass moves, but some really like smart moves have been like, I prepare for that. So typically, and I think my best friends in the world, my husband knows this, if I'm going to somebody for something, you can probably believe that I've done some kind of research on that thing prior to meeting that person or talking about that stuff. So, you know, if there's a medical issue, if I have a horse going to the vet, you can believe that I am going to find out the medical terms that they use for everything. So I don't have to look like a person that's not educated and not ready to tackle this problem. And I don't want to be spoken down to. I don't want somebody to take money from me because I'm naive and uneducated. I don't want to walk into a parts store and go, can you give me the thingy for the thingy? I want to walk in and say, hey, you know, I think that we need to check out the blah, blah, blah on my horse instead of, I feel like in that area, something's happening. I want to have the background of it and I want to know all of the symptomatic things that could happen for that. So for instance, today is the day that I started my first real Portuguese lesson with my tutor. And I let them know that I was very, very, very beginner, because I can't speak Portuguese yet. And she was like, okay. And she said, let me know what you've been doing. I said, well, I've been studying for 15 minutes to an hour per day, listening to Portuguese music in covers of songs that I know that I'm familiar with. I've downloaded 2 apps with flashcards and one that's like a game for Portuguese. I have purchased 5 Portuguese books, a visualization dictionary, a pronunciation book, and a phrase dictionary, and then a another type of book that's supposed to help you learn. So like how opera singers learn to pronounce things when they sing, even though they don't speak Italian. And the lady was like, okay. And so my first lesson, we were able to do 9 lessons in one lesson and still had 20 minutes left over. So I just saved myself. It's like $75 a lesson. So doing quick math, $75 times 9. And that's what I saved myself today in lessons and just being really, really diligent about how I'm working toward my goals. So I want you to think about that. I think all of us have just turned our head off, our thinking process off when it comes to, I'm going to go to this person and they're just going to give me all the answers I need. No, what you need to do is be as prepared as you can possibly be. So when that person gives you some answers, one, you can know, are they straight full of bullshit? Or two, is that person, because that's how you are taken advantage of, is this person told me X, Y, Z, and I don't think that that's all the way true. And then you can make a proper decision on if this is the right person to educate you on this subject or trust with your money or, you know, the person that you're going to buy a car from or get your car worked on or whatever it may be. And so I just think that we don't do that much. I don't see many people taking the same process and approach that me, my friends, my husband, I don't see a lot of people doing that. I see people waiting and saying, well, when I swipe my card, they're going to give me all the answers. No, when you swipe your card to get answers from someone, if you've already done your research, you know if they're full of malarkey or if you can get the most and maximize the most out of that experience and leave this person with an impression of, wow, who did I just get in my class? Like, I better take this person very seriously because this person is taking this very seriously. And I need to make sure that I step my game up. So that's what happened with my teacher in Portuguese. She was like, I'm going to have to step my game up. I'm going to give you more lessons online and I'm going to give you the most bang for your buck because it looks like you're going to outrun me on some of these things and I'm going to really be stretched by your advantageous approach. So I want you to get this advantageous approach. It's right there in the word. Advantageous means advantage. And I want you to have every advantage in life that you can possibly have. When you think relationships, when you think business partner, when you think college, when you think a raise, when you think employment, when you think whatever, you should think about this advantageous attitude. And I want you to be like, instead of me just stumbling through relationships, which I have done, which is all my crazy failures, instead of doing that, why don't I become a little bit more of a relationship expert so that I can see the red flags that I need to work on long before I get myself deep down into a relationship where we've got bank accounts tied up and apartments tied up and pets and all this other garbage? Why don't I have an advantageous attitude and learn all about relationships and the type of people and why I tend to date the same type of person and how to navigate the waters of relationships before I get neck deep in one? So I want you guys to do that. I want you to think about having an advantageous attitude. If you would give me the favor of posting this podcast on your social media and sharing it with everyone, and let me know what you're going to pursue advantageously, because I'm dying to know what it is that you're like, oh snap, I'm going to do this thing differently and prepare differently. I'm dying to know. So please hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Fallon Taylor too. I can't wait to see what it is that you're going to take on more prepared. Have an amazing day, you guys. I can't wait to see you or talk to you again next week.